OMD, Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark. And no, we haven't forgotten Cameron Tilbury's Million Dollar View tune, which will be featuring before the end of the show as well. But now it's another special, wonderful time, because I think it's fair to say, Randy and Jean, when we connected with you over the Myathon time and you were having to get over San Diego's American football loss, you were brought back to life by the performance of our next guest, who's ready to perform for us now in his own Lincoln-inspiring manner of ways, etc. Steve Court. Steve, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I'm going to do two pieces now. Well, I say we're going to do two pieces. I've just been discussing the fact that I'm doing this from memory, so we might get, I don't know, half a piece, maybe two pieces, maybe one and a bit of a piece, but we'll see what happens. The first one I'm going to do is one that I wrote quite a few years ago now, and it's a nice little rhyming poem, and it's about a guy's experiences in the trenches during the First World War. So we'll see if we can get to the end of that. 6 in the morning, and I'm making tea. I'm making breakfast for Bill and me. It's not very nice, doesn't taste good, but then it's hard when everything's caked in mud. 6:15 and Reveille's called. Get out of your beds, the sergeant bawled. 6:30 now and we're standing proud, and once again the sergeant's loud. Right then, boys, today's the day. We're going to make them Boche pay. Then comes the captain to add his bit. I suppose he's the caviar to the sergeant's spit. Okay, brave boys. Then I heard the penny drop. We've waited for glory. Now we're going to go over the top. Now, I don't think that sergeant or captain are thick, but I'm armed with a pistol and a small pointy stick. I know I've got two legs to run, but I don't rate their chances against that Boche machine gun. But my protests seemed to fall on deaf ears as captain finished his speech to whooping, hollering cheers. 9 o'clock now, and the gravity hits. The men's cheers are tears. The atmosphere, the pits. I've turned to reading a letter my brother had sent. They were his last, final words. Now I know what he meant. You see, my brother went over, and what did we gain? 6 foot of trench in the pouring French rain. Hardly seems worth it to have just thrown him away. But then they roll the dice, and we have to pay. 'Cause you see, the big man doesn't care so long as we win. And why should he care? We're just numbers to him. We're tiny little numbers just stamped on our arm. We're little battery soldiers from a little battery farm. It'd be over right now if we had a chance. 'Cause not one of us care if we own a piece more of France. But then the lives are so many, or in the hands are so few, and they're power crazy, reckless and clueless. What can I do? I'm court-martialed and shot if I try and reason why. But do as I'm told and just, well, just run out and die. It's 11 o'clock. On the 11th of November, 1918. And I stand here convinced this is the last day I'll have seen. For I'm poised on a ladder at the bottom of the rungs, just waiting for the silence from those big battery guns. But then a messenger appears. Sergeant, quick, before you leave. Could this be it? My final reprieve? Not now, boy. We're poised to attack. I'll read your little note when me and the boys all get back. Then Sarge blew his whistle, and we went at one hell of a pace. But he couldn't dodge the bullets on this final death race. So now with bullets, shells and shrapnel flying, and all around me good men dying, back in our trench, that unopened note read, call off the charge, the Great War is dead.
I think that's a round of applause.
We got to the end.
Outstanding. Do you wish to do another one?
Yeah, we can do one more.
I think we can squeeze one in.
Okay, the next one we'll do is one, I set myself a challenge probably about a year and a half ago now. It was when the London riots were going on. I set myself a challenge of saying I need to write more. So I said every day you're going to spend at least half an hour, even if what I write is a load of rubbish, you're going to do half an hour's worth of writing. And then the next day I'd sit and I'd review yesterday's writing. I might keep a word, I might keep a sentence, I might keep an idea, and then I'd do another half an hour's writing. Day one of doing this approach to writing, I sat down on the train and I thought, right, now's the time. Couldn't think of a single thing to write about. So I thought, well, we'll use the paper. We'll open up the paper, and whatever we open the paper on, that's what we'll write about. And I opened it up, and it was a big speech on David Cameron's Broken Britain. And I thought, maybe a bit heavy for day one. We'll have a look at what the front page says. So I closed the paper up, and there was a massive picture of the London riots. And I thought, okay, still quite heavy. Maybe we'll just read the sports pages. So I flipped it over onto the back, and England were coming up for it. There was something about England. There was a Three Lions crest on the back. So at which point, I had this ridiculous conversation in my head with myself saying, no, you're cheating. So as punishment, you now must write something called Three Lions that includes David Cameron's Broken Britain and is about the riots. And this is what came out of it. We waited, breath bated as the masses congregated and the police just segregated our communities. With actively passive policies, they fed the hatred like disease, like life on Mars, a nostalgic trip back to the 70s and jaws dropped. As not with credit cards, but bricks they shopped, as politicians' lilos and loungers flopped, and the trouble instead of ending was spread, not stopped, and yet the leaders still holidayed. And the nation was left dismayed as the innocents' costs rose and our price was paid, and the first of our three lions was slayed. It gasped for breath and died in pain, whilst the money put aside for rain bailed out Greece, Ireland and Spain, and we can't keep the police we need, that's just plain insane. It's mad, and the Prime Minister blamed the absent dad in his latest speech on his latest fad, like stating Britain's broken mattered. Britain isn't broken, it's shattered. Its morals and identity scattered, she's like a bride on a wedding day flattered, but the relationship soured and that bride got battered. And no one seeks the truth, because if you don't blame the absent father, then you blame the youth, and you don't need a detective or a TV sleuth to see what's in front of your eyes. It's not a secret concealed by spies, it's not of microscience size. It's as plain as the nose on your face, and it's infected every creed, colour and race, in every hamlet, town and city, in every place. Yet under the carpet went the shame and disgrace, and under that rug the rot set in, breeding an underworld culture of vice and sin. It's retailed at $1.99 in a tin. It oozes trash culture like an overfilled bin, and it's a fight, if uncontested, it's destined to win. But the nation was left dismayed as the innocents' costs rose and our price was paid, and the second of our three lions was slayed. All just to steal a phone. That magnificent beast was cornered alone and left to die 10 feet from home, leaving an endangered species of one. And all hope for the future with him was gone, because it's not just the setting but the burning out of the sun. It's a tragic, tragic end to what started as fun. For what started with a bang's gone out with a spurt, leaving a wake of destruction and a lifetime of hurt, and all the trust's been eroded like the length of the skirt. But it's time for the reign of confusion to broadcast to the world the illusion that we're a proud nation of social inclusion. Yet we're treating a severed limb as a contusion. And round that severed limb the tourniquet tightens, as this to the poor enlightens, but the rich it frightens, for they can see the blood, not the cut. And for as much as they see, their eyes remain shut, and they're sick to their stomach, but they don't have the gut, so they open a window and leave the door shut, leaving no entrance for the exalted. No way for the rot to be halted. It's a commitment from none, so none can be faulted. And left alone, our final beast is assaulted, and the nation is left dismayed, as the innocents' costs rise and our price is paid, and the third of our three lions is slayed. And so departs the last of his kind, now just the emblem left to remind that we should clean out the filth and don a collective mind, remove all that's broken and with what's left behind treat it for ailments and pains, clean up the waste and remove all the stains, unlock the shackles and chains, and tenderly and passionately love what remains.
Your million dollar view. Your million dollar view.
Keep searching for the truth and your million dollar view. That was Colleen Loy, the Cameron Tilbury musical selection for this week.
What you want has no bearing on whether or not you'll get it. None, nada, zippo. It's only ever a question of whether or not you can behave as if you already have it. I got you, babe. The universe.
Quite right, too. There we are, Mike Dooley there, our regular inspirational guru. Sir Randy, we're just privileged to be in the same studio as the fabulous Steve Court, who you can catch the Lincoln Inspired Festival on Sunday, the 11th, or 12th, in fact, of the month. The Lyric Lounge presented by Writing East Midlands, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. at Lincoln Drill Hall. Unleash your inner poet and performer as the Lyric Lounge returns to the Drill Hall. What did you make of it? Was it as good over in the studio live as it was when you were listening to it over in the States?
Well, I'm a live performance person, so I love to see the performer, because I like to watch the eyes and where the mind is going as the words come. It's sort of double the poetry.
Excellent. Gene?
Well, I would like to get him over to the U.S. because I'd hire him in a second as an actor. He's wonderful.
Well, you know, we'd like to feel we set the boys out in all sorts of ways, etc. Rosie?
I thought it was fantastic, outstanding, really, really good.
Katie?
I thought it was
brilliant. I love the concept of both the poems.
And Ed?
Yeah, I just love the energy in that. Really, really good.
I think it was very good indeed, Steve. That's why
Thank
I asked you
very much.
Yeah.
Free funny bookings, no, they.
And we thank the Terriers, Minty Steed, Phil Leonis, Richard Fitzwilliams, Peter Kerr, Rebecca Townsend, Ian Lennox, and William Sitwell for helping us through the last start of the day. Ed, have you enjoyed the programme?
Certainly have, thank you.
Good. Jean, have you enjoyed your first official 2 hours here as a midweek drivette?
I never want to leave.
Oh. Rosie, how's it been for yourself? Because I say yesterday was the first show we'd done in over 20 years, in the studio, that is, as opposed to telephonic links.
I know.
Today's
yeah,
the second. Like buses, really, isn't it?
All come at once. Yeah. I've really enjoyed the time. It's been great.
Okay, so back again?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. And Randy?
I'd love to come back.
Brilliant. And the show okay for yourself today? Did you pass muster in terms of variety and
we
concert?
We had cats, we had dogs. What more could you ask
Horses.
For?
Horses. Donkeys.
Exactly. Donkeys, a whole range of things like that. Katie?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll be back next week.
There you go. And Steve?
I loved it as always, Alex.
Well, there you are. It's all going to go. Don't forget, as far as Siren 107.3 FM is concerned, we continue with the goodness and music and a whole variety of other bits and pieces. To Rosemary Langhorne, Jean Bruce Scott, Randy Reinhardt, Ed Wellman, Katie Grimmison, and Steve Court, many thanks indeed. Give yourself a round of applause. It's wonderful stuff on that sort of thing. Excellent. The news is coming up from the Sky News Centre at 10 a.m. And then, of course, lots of magic. Jess will be with us in the later part of the morning doing a whole heap of other bits and pieces. We could squeeze in a smidgen of music, but I figure, well, it's only going to be 30 seconds, so we might as well just talk through the whole sequence, etc. Why should people go to Lincoln Inspired, please, Steve?
It's in the title. It's Lincoln Inspired. There's something for everybody, whether you're into books, music, film, theatre, whatever it is that you like, there is something for you there. So come along, check it out, lincolninspired.co.uk.
And next week, it's a Lincoln-inspired Midweek Drive Morning Edition takeover. Lots of artists will be with us in the studio together with Sarah Bullimore as the magic will continue ever onwards. Arthur Weingarten is back on Wednesday, as indeed is Ilana Rain, as indeed is Louis Savvy from Sci-Fi London, Phil Leonis, and a whole heap of others. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.